the Carolinas, and they're battening the hatches all the way up through Massachusetts. The end of the peace talks, but an agreement for another round in September. And lo and behold, an oil rig explodes in the Gulf of Mexico. Once again, 7 active wells on this platform, the latest on that. Luckily, the people there okay, as none of them were killed in this accident. This is America Tonight. I'm Kate Delaney, coast to coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between. I think you know the drill if you've just tuned in for the first time. Welcome. Your opinion is definitely valued here, whether you're left, right, or somewhere in between. It doesn't matter. I don't care about your stripes. I just care that you care about this country and you have something to say about it. So 800-259-5791. Scribble this number down. 800-259-5791. All right, I said the surf's up. What everybody wanted to know is what's going to happen with Hurricane Earl. Some good news, actually. Hurricane Earl weakening a bit. Kind of still on course, but if you looked at a map from a couple of days ago, that's not necessarily a bad thing. Here's what Bill Reed said.
It is now moving more to the north, so we're pretty much right down the track we were been anticipating now for 2 days on orientation, which is a good thing.
So on Hatteras Island, where they were evacuating so many people, winds came and went and blew everything all over the place. Kind of the rain was that sideways rain. It happened maybe 9:30 or so in the evening, and, you know, you had the roadsides shaking when they go back and forth. That is kind of scary when you see it, isn't it? But the worst winds probably happen after midnight. Now you're talking about scary stuff there, 50 mile an hour east of the Outer Banks. And then gusts of the hurricane force are likely to turn up Earl, making the first and maybe the most destructive stop on the journey up the eastern seaboard. You heard what Bill Reed had to say there, where he's talking about it heading up north. And, you know, it's one of these things that's not exactly predictable. We know the waves are up 10 feet in some areas, so 18 feet in others. And the horrible thing is the storm's closest approach was happening at high tides. That makes it worse. I mean, Mother Nature, what do you do? 24 hours of windy weather, stormy stuff churning, making the march up the Atlantic, and it'll probably ruin some Labor Day weekend plans. Although Sunday and Monday look to be okay. That's when you go and you assess the damage. So if you had a 4 or 5 day week plan, because a lot of people stretch it, a lot of people are already taking a break right now. Some do it Friday and do it into Tuesday. So some of this would be preserved. And like I said, there's a good news, bad news here. The bad news is it's happening. The good news is a lot of it is moving differently. It's moving kind of brushing along the coastline. That can change, but the brush versus the full throttle force of it is a lot different. It's just you're going to absolutely see the water surge. It's not safe. You're talking 3-5 feet. You're talking, you know, like as I said, 18 feet waves, you know, 18-foot waves, and certainly you're not going to be surfing in that stuff, or at least most of us wouldn't be surfing in that stuff. So FEMA not taking any chances is saying that people shouldn't wait for the next forecast, because Mother Nature is a finicky one. Anything could happen. It could change. Right now, the news is not that bad. But as it churns further up the coastline for most of Friday, might actually kind of avoid parts of New Jersey. But then how does it come? How does it hit when it comes back into Long Island and Cape Cod and Nantucket? Possibly Nantucket. They're saying by that time, the storm could have wind gusts of up to 100 miles an hour. So you're listening to me a little bit further north. That's where you have to be a little bit more concerned, I think, if I'm reading into this. All right, I certainly was concerned when I was looking at some of the headlines from earlier in the day, and I saw that picture of the people in the water off of the oil rig. So this rig explodes in the Gulf, and there are 7 active wells on the platform, which, you know, takes your breath away when you think of that after what just happened and the months and months of capping it off, and what is the catastrophe to the Gulf region, and what are the after effects? And, you know, we don't want to relive that story because we're living that nightmare right now. So you have this oil platform in Louisiana explode. It burns off the Louisiana coast on Thursday, and it's the second one in less than 5 months. So the governor steps in, Governor Jindal, and here's his take on the platform and the active wells there.
There were 7 active wells on the production platform. At one time, this platform had 13 active wells. They said, as of today, there were 7 active wells. They said one of those 7 was said to have caught fire. The company says that all 7 are shut in right now.
So that's right. What happened was the Coast Guard got a call after 9 o'clock in the morning that there was a fire. A helicopter pilot then reported it. 13 people were floating in the water in special suits near the oil rig platform. So that's the good news. They were okay. The rig was in water about 340 feet deep, and the Coast Guard cutters went to the scene and were able to pick the people up. So also all of that stuff is good. You had stored barrels. They caught on fire, it looks like, and then the dispersants are on standby if they need them. So it's a question of surveying the damage. We know that the recent explosion is about 200 miles west, give or take a few miles, of the one that happened on April 20th, which caused the massive oil spill, the worst in our history in the Gulf. So it is frightening, though, to think, here we go again. And in the middle of this moratorium to boot, that's all the way through November. We're talking about deep water stuff. All right, we move from that to the peace talks in Washington. The hope is that something will happen as this breaks off for the second round. What will become of the second round? And then there might be another meeting between the president and Netanyahu and Abbas on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly near the end of the month in New York. So the direct Israeli-Palestinian negotiations that broke off nearly 2 years ago now are back on. But what does it mean? As I said before, call me cynical, it's a great photo op, and there's nothing wrong with conversation. But you think of the land, you think of the problems in the past, and I cannot imagine that really anything meaningful is going to come out of this other than, okay, so here are some follow-ups and maybe we're optimistic and hopeful that something can happen, but I still think you come back to directly what is the problem. You had all those years of violence and deadlock and low expectations, and it's the land, the land, the land. You keep going back to the over and over in your head, the tape is the West Bank. Absolutely. And what's going to change there? What is going to open up that's going to make this the two states decide, okay, we're going to cut the crap, we're going to cut the nonsense, and we're going to forget all the hard feelings, we're burying the hatchet. Speaking of burying the hatchet, you never bury the hatchet when you hate a team. Because I don't think you can be a sports fan if you don't really dislike a team because you want your team to win. And, you know, we have Nail the Score coming back, not this week, of course, but next week we'll be doing Nail the Score, your chance to win some fabulous prizes and bragging rights. So coming up next, we're going to talk about the Dallas Cowboys and the NFL. Hang with us.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal Silver, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Glucosamine Chondroitin, Super Male Plex and Female Plex, Memory Power, Colon Enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit HerbalHealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, Resveratrol, Colloidal Minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative newsletters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's 3-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling 4-herb tea. The testimonials are incredible! And so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Close to getting Rex Ryan on this show. Sexy Rexy. I don't know why. I just love this guy. I guess it's the Hard Knocks thing, and I used to cover the Jets back when I was in New York. I also covered the Dallas Cowboys, and I enjoyed my time so much. It was during the Emmitt Smith, Troy Aikman, Michael Irvin, all that stuff, during that era. One of the really interesting people I met along the way who also covered those teams and still does so today, covers the Dallas Cowboys and all that is in the Dallas area, and football, too, in general, is my old pal Mike Young. And it was a big night for the Cowboys, a preseason game against Miami, but a lot of interesting things came out of this game. Mike, thanks for spending some time with us here on America Tonight.
Oh, you bet, Kate. And this is Visions of Grandeur we're talking about here with the Cowboys tonight. Yeah, they won, but there's some red flags to be seen.
I think so, too. But let's talk about the one good thing. How about the kicker? David Beeler's foot was incredible. 51-yarder. Yes, it's preseason, but a 51-yarder. He finishes off the game. He ices a nice one. He makes all the field goals. That has to have some of the coaching staff, I think, breathing a little bit easier. Do you think so?
You know, not too long ago, I talked to Nick Lowry, who's a famous kicker for the Kansas City Chiefs and one of the better kickers that the NFL has ever seen. And I asked him point blank, well, who is the best right now in the NFL? And he goes, you know, it's David Beeler in Dallas. Why is that? Because he's got a leg that can kick it to another zip code, and he's accurate with it. And really, the Cowboys are very fortunate to have a guy like that, because the way the offense has been sputtering so far, if they can't get down in the red zone, if they can't score, they're going to have to rely a lot on David Beeler, and he kicked the game winner tonight.
Yeah, no kidding. So that is the bright spot. Okay, let's talk about the sputtering offense, as you call it. What is the deal there? This has been plaguing the Cowboys now for a while, that they get down to the red zone and can't score.
You know, it's a couple of things when it comes down to it, Kate. First off is that the offensive line is kind of banged up. Now, you can expect that during preseason games. That's fine. The Cowboys have played five of those things. That's a little bit too long, in my estimation. But you have all those injuries, and then you just don't have the gelling going on anyway. And it doesn't matter who's back there. It could have been Stephen McGee, who was there tonight, Tony Romo, John Kitna. the offense is just not clicking. It's not on the passing side. It's on the running game. They had 1 yard at the end of the first quarter tonight against Miami. And I don't have to tell you, you don't have a running game, you're in trouble.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. What's the feeling? Because, you know, you're a regular at Valley Ranch. So what's the feeling you get from the coaches, from the players? What's the vibe you get overall from the Cowboys?
Well, if you listen to Wade Phillips, everything will just come along. You know, that's just the way it is. But you talk to the players, yeah, they're kind of concerned a little bit, but you don't see that big amount of concern that you need to be seeing right now. Yeah, Marion Barber, he doesn't talk to us a lot, but, yeah, he'll say, yeah, things need to get better. Felix Jones says the same thing. Tashard Choice, same thing. It's almost like, yeah, we know there's something wrong, but we'll get it fixed. And I'm not sure if that's the right answer.
Boy, no kidding. Tony Romo, he's the quarterback of this team. He doesn't, you know, he's got to prove himself because now here we go again, all the money that he's making. It's always about the contract. You know that. After a while, it's like, well, it, you know, look at all the money he made. He got paid a couple of years ago. So Romo, this is his team, but is he really the leader of this team?
I don't know who else is, unless you want to just maybe put it on David Beeler. I'm not sure. But Jason Witten is one of the team leaders on the squad. But, yeah, Romo, I guess, is a guy who you'd look up and you'd have to say, he's the guy who's going to drive the bus. He's the guy who's going to get it down into the red zone. He's the guy who's going to steer us into 6 and 7 points, every time that we go down into the red zone. If we don't get a point after a tempo, blame it on Beeler. So, anyway, yeah, Romo would be the guy who needs to be the leader. He has been more vocal. I think he's a better leader now than he was 3 years ago. I think he was just kind of searching, kind of looking. I think he was searching for Troy Aikman's phone number, how to be a leader. And finally, he got some information on that. He's been better this time around. But, again, I really worry about that offensive line because it doesn't matter how good you are as a quarterback. If you're sitting on your fanny at the 40-yard line, there's no pass good enough that's ever going to be accounted for in the halls of football.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. And here's the interesting thing. You've looked at the schedule. I was looking at the schedule again today, and this is a tough schedule for the Cowboys because in week 4, they already have their bye week. They start off easier, but then all those divisional foes, some of those hard games on the road. So they got to get it together fast. I think it is a pretty prickly schedule. Do you think would you say it's pretty tough looking at it?
Oh, man, I know you're looking at it. I'm not looking at it right now, Kate, but I took a look at it before. All those road games they've got there are just absolutely hammerheads. And I'm thinking, well, this is for a team that maybe is thinking about going 13-3 or maybe 14-2 on the year, not a team where I think the Cowboys are going to be this year. So that's really going to be their Achilles heel. If they can pull off some upsets, and I do use the term loosely there, upsets, on the road, then, maybe they'll have a pretty decent year. But, boy, oh, boy, that's an awful tough schedule to get through.
Yeah, I think so, too. Who do you like in the NFC? Let's pretend you're not covering the Cowboys and you're just looking at some of the other teams. I like New Orleans. Of course, you can't take anything away from them. I also like Minnesota. Here we go again. Let's see what Favre can do. But in the NFC, you know, I like both of those teams. It's going to, in the AFC, I think Indianapolis is always going to be tough. And, you know, I mentioned Rex Ryan at the top, and I like the Jets, too. They were just one game away from going to the Super Bowl. I like what they might do depending on whether the whole Revis situation gets resolved. What do you think?
Well, you know, if you look over on the AFC side, you can never ignore Peyton Manning and the Indianapolis Colts for any reason whatsoever. And I think he's got a heck of a shot going back to the Super Bowl. Now, on the NFC side, here's a guy we haven't discussed too much. And I think he's going to have just an absolute monster year. And that's Aaron Rodgers up in Green Bay. Mm. I think the Pack's going to the Super Bowl this year. And I would not be surprised whatsoever to see Indianapolis and Green Bay being, you know, playing for the big cup, and that might be one of the better Super Bowl games we'll ever see.
Yeah, and it'll be in Dallas. How about that?
Yeah, I know it. Jerry will have to watch from the parking lot.
No kidding. He'd be seething, I think, watching from the parking lot. It'd be brutal.
Well, he and Danny Snyder can eat pizza, I guess. I don't know.
Exactly. Hey, I know you're into fantasy football, too. A lot of our listeners are. We do this thing called Nail the Score, Mike. It's a whole lot of fun. And how Nail the Score works, and we're going to roll it out next week. I've done it. I did it a little bit in Dallas, although just Cowboy-centered, and in New York, and here it's wide open. And I just pick the game of the week. The computer really randomly picks it. And then people call in and they give their numerical guess on what they think will happen with the game, who's going to win it, and what the final score is going to be. But a lot of other points are tallied for people, and a lot of people seem to know a lot about football, partially because they play fantasy football. Who are some of your top picks in fantasy football?
I aim for Aaron Rodgers in almost all of my leagues. I'm in the 9 fantasy football leagues this year, and I think I got Aaron on my first pick on 7 of those 9. I really think that he is just going to have just an absolute monster season. He was the guy I really targeted in on. The other areas, really, I tried to go for tight ends because tight ends are kind of a small position, kind of a light position, and as far as fantasy goes. Vernon Davis was one of my targets that I got a few times. Not so much Jason Witten. Witten had been there in years past, but not so much this time around. Also, Andre Johnson down in Houston. He was, to me, the best wide receiver that was available. And also, too, David Beeler was one of the guys who I brought up from, like, he was ranked like 230 or 250 or whatever the case may be. No. I brought him up there. He was in a group with Gostkowski of New England and also Garrett Hartley of New Orleans. Those guys, along with Chris Johnson, running back for Tennessee, those guys would be the best picks in my estimation anyway.
Yeah, no kidding. I agree with you on the Rodgers thing because I think he's going to have a monster year as far as even touchdowns, passing yards, all that kind of stuff. Absolutely. What about defense? What'd you pick defensively? I mean, you know, what defense did you pick?
San Francisco 49ers.
Mm.
I see Mike Singletary's prince on this everywhere. I mean, I see their attitude that Singletary had when he was at Baylor and when he played for the Chicago Bears. I see this in the secondary. I see it up front. I think that for the offensive, well, let's say lapses that the 49ers could run into this year, they're going to make up with it for their defense. I think the San Francisco 49ers are going to be the best defense in football.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think they could be certainly a top 5 anyway. Absolutely. Mike, it's been a lot of fun chatting football with you. We appreciate you coming on to America Tonight. We'll talk to you again during the season.
Oh, anytime. It's where I live and breathe. Hat in Texas Ranger baseball, baby. Yeah.
That's right. That's another conversation. All right, you have a good one. You know, it's funny. Week 1 in the NFL, we're going to start on Thursday, September 9th with our game. But Minnesota and New Orleans are actually playing the early game on that night, so that's obviously not going to be the one that's chosen. But you've got Miami at Buffalo and Detroit at Chicago, Atlanta at Pittsburgh, Cleveland at Tampa Bay, Indianapolis at Houston, Green Bay at Philadelphia. Now, that would be a pretty good game, and that's a later game. Dallas is at Washington. That's the night game on Sunday. But who knows? It's a whole slate of action. Just that one game wouldn't be part of the possibilities. And then you have your Monday night games, too. There's 2 games on Monday night. Stay with us. Odds and ends around the bend.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Bringing you the best in alternative talk radio for over 10 years. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. For world-class auto detailing, use what the pros use worldwide. Sparkle Auto. At sparkleauto.com, the products and services we deliver are as good as it gets, and the knowledge behind them, even better. We always give you our absolute best, like our large 5-foot square chamois. It's Sparkle Auto's hottest selling item, voted by our customers as the most valuable chamois. This imported chamois is made of the highest quality microfiber artificial leather, so no scratching ever. It always remains soft, gentle, and pliable, no matter how much water it soaks
strokes up. The Sparkle Auto Chamois will not shrink or grow stiff with age or dryness. See it and buy it now for only $19.95 plus shipping at sparkleauto.com. That's sparkleauto.com. Or call toll-free 866-372-9559. Experience the best customer service and our 110% price guarantee at sparkleauto.com. Call 866-372-9559 today for good value on top-of-the-line auto detailing products from sparkleauto.com.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Can you live with minor aches and pains? Maybe. But oftentimes, those won't-go-away pains become so debilitating that we are not able to do things we used to, like go for a walk, garden, or even button a shirt. Now, restore normal function naturally and give yourself the freedom to move with Recovery Extra Strength. Over-the-counter drugs will stop the pain, but at the expense of your liver. Recovery Extra Strength is the number one solution for pain and inflammation. It contains Nutricol, a unique proprietary blend of green tea and grapes, and is made in Canada under strict Health Canada oversight of natural products. If you suffer from arthritis, bursitis, tendonitis, back, or other aches and pains, use Recovery Extra Strength. Call 866-543-3388 or go to RemarkableRecovery.com. Get free shipping on orders of $50 or more when you use checkout code GCN Radio. Call 1-866-543-3388 or go to RemarkableRecovery.com for Recovery Extra Strength for pain-free mobility.
Waves are pretty high in the North Carolina coast and heading northward toward New York and New Jersey and Massachusetts and all those spots in between. However, it's really supposed to pick up speed getting into Massachusetts. And so New Jersey, for example, won't get hit as hard as they originally thought. That's according to the latest tracking of the storm. It can change on a dime. A lot of those Labor Day plans are going to be changed because of the heavy rains. If anything, there's going to be rain and there's going to be winds, but it's just a question of how much the winds will whip up, you know, as to what miles per hour, and how high will the waves get, and how much flooding will there be. But there's signs of Irma already on the Carolinas, as I said, it's very high, 10 feet waves, 18 feet waves, but nothing like the 50 feet waves that were being predicted if the storm picked up more speed. It's a little bit of good news there anyway, I think. I mentioned that the talks wrapped up, the peace talks with Abbas and Netanyahu and Obama. Now it's pitching the ball forward to a next series of talks in September and then maybe a sidebar at the UN. I still believe, as far as the land grab is concerned, it's not going to be resolved. I don't know how you resolve that because nobody's giving in here, so I don't see true peace. But, hey, conversation doesn't hurt, right? nobody's going to blow anyone out of the water if they're conversing, at least at this point. And then the other big story was the oil rig fire in Louisiana. You just see those words, platform fire, and you think you got to be kidding me. But it's 200 miles away from the original site where we just had our worst oil spill in the Gulf. And 7 active wells were on the platform. Luckily, the people that were on the platform got out. They were okay. They were picked up by a Coast Guard cutter. So that's the good news there. In the meantime, a couple of other quick things to mention right off the bat here that you might have missed in the day. And one of them is the fact that what's happening now is in trying to piece together the Discovery Channel hostage deal. You know, it's a matter of going back and looking at what this crazy eco-terrorist had. You know, how many other bombs did he possibly have? What were some of the other things that were going on with him? And that's, since he was killed, that's piecing it all together in the aftermath of this. And apparently, who knew this, he had ideas for a television show. So this James J. Lee, who was gunned down, who had an explosive device or two wrapped around him and a gun, had crazy rantings on a website, but now here we are a day later, and it turns out that he was pounding the network, asking for a show. He had very definite views on not having babies and the environment and all that other sort of stuff, and he had more bomb material, too, at his home. They were able to find some of that. So, sad situation. Nobody's hurt. The workers were able to get out. They went down a stairwell, got home, got out of there. The kids were out of there. That's still the best thing, the best takeaway from all of this. But now people are starting to talk a little bit more about what happens at the workplace. Is there someone sitting around you that might not have their head on straight? Is there the possibility of someone coming after the company because they're disgruntled? You know, if we all live with the great big question mark over our head, who knows? It doesn't hurt, though, to figure out what you would do should you have to escape the building. It's like a fire drill. It's like my father always told me, you have to know where you have to go, because if a fire breaks out, how stupid on your part if you haven't looked to see what you would do. Then you don't panic, you leave. You figure out your way out. So it's not a bad idea. It's kind of a little wake-up call, since we were always talking about preparedness, to figure out how you get out of the building should something crazy go down. How about that? Sam is listening to us in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
Hello, gorgeous. How are you doing?
Do you know how to get out of the place where you work if you had to, should something crazy happen?
Don't worry. Being an English guy in Quebec, definitely everything's crazy.
Yeah, already it is. It's upside down.
Right. Yeah, I mean, because every so often, you know, especially after 9/11, you know, everyone thinks it reminds them of school. We do have drills, especially when it's a city bylaw, that every city-run building, you have to have a drill to see what if.
Right.
And, you know, even though I'm a supervisor, they don't tell us. You know, they tell, you know, and they only tell my immediate superior what kind of drill it is. You know, is it going to be a fire drill, a bomb raid drill? Even though it still might happen, a nuclear attack.
Really? How about that?
Yeah, I'm thinking like, ugh, Adinajad, you S-O-B.
Exactly.
Among other choice words, too. But usually it's just, you know, a fire drill. What happens, you know, if the heater explodes? Like we said, what happens if a guy does come in and take us hostage? If he tells you to stand on one leg, spit nickels, you stand on one leg. I mean, like, like one of my nephews, he works part time in a gas station convenience store. I said, "What's the company policy?" He said, "Guy sticks us up, we give him the money. Money can be replaced, a life can't." You know,
yeah, that's the truth. But sometimes you get, you know, somebody will still shoot somebody anyway for fear of identification.
Right.
I just think it's good to figure out. So if they're doing drills, there are places that do drills. Government offices do the whole bomb thing because they
right.
get a lot of bomb threats in the U.S.
Sure.
So it's just good to know. And see, even at the Discovery Channel, they got the word out to the people, stay in your office, lock the door, whatever.
Right.
So they made an announcement and then also over a PA system and also sent out email. So that at least was good on their part.
And I know, like, where a friend of mine works, the Israeli Consul General's office is in Montreal, so they're always getting some kind of drill, you know, because, you know, it's Israeli Consul General, so they're always getting phone calls and whatever. So then one of her fellow employees said, why don't those, I quote, Jews get out of here?
Mm.
So then she went to the owners of the building, who went to her superiors, and this lady was, how shall I put it, read the riot act. Basically, no, it's not Jews, it's a government. You saying that could get you in a lot of trouble. She goes, what? Well, let's see, like going to Plattsburgh would be an adventure.
I bet it would be.
Yeah, you know. Anyway, but, okay.
You heard me. Let me interrupt you there.
Right.
You heard me talking about the whole chances of peace when we're talking about the Israeli-Palestinian deal and the fact that it's now about these meetings, setting up meetings down the road that in a couple of weeks in September. That's what I think. I think it's a good photo op, and it's nicey-nice. You see everybody smiling, and, okay, we're having these conversations, but I do not see how anything could really come of it because of the feelings, of the thousands of years of feelings.
Right. Do you think Obama's using it to say, hey, there's a senator running or there's a congressman running in a certain district that has a big Jewish population. Maybe if he sees me do this, maybe it might be a few more votes for him. You think it might be that?
Well, the senator could play that up. I don't know if it's about that. I think it is a political move, certainly, because that for the past 2 years, things had stopped. Bush tried to do it, and then it just was cut off in its tracks.
Right.
So it is about politics. And all you know this, you go all the way back, what presidents weren't trying to broker peace in the Middle East, at least our last five?
The first one I remember was Nixon.
Right. So we keep going back to the same thing, and you get the pictures, the conversations, either Camp David or at the White House, but it never really... It doesn't really amount to much.
Because I was speaking to my favorite rabbinical nephew, and remember what he said about BB flying to Washington. There's a better chance of a certain hockey team winning the Stanley Cup than peace breaking out in the Middle East.
Right, but for Netanyahu, he has to do it because he doesn't want to look like the bad guy, like he's not willing to have a conversation.
Yeah.
And oh, those Israelis, look, they won't even, they're digging their heels in the sand, they won't even come to the table, so that's why he had to go. And, you know, they put together a good team of people to try to talk this out. George Mitchell is a great negotiator, but, you know, he's an American, and he's a diplomat from the U.S., and I just don't think it'll happen. And then you see what Hamas does. They end up killing some Israelis. So you still go back to the West Bank settlement. You still go back to that whole deal there.
And you'll have some, like, really, really super right-wing Israelis who will say to BB, you give up 1 centimeter of land and you watch it. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Sam, thanks. You have a great weekend.
Take care, gorgeous.
All right, coming up on the flip side, we can count, because, you know, it's always about those numbers, and there are a lot of numbers to talk about this time around, to be certain. Hang with us.
If you're in a service business, that's money ringing in your ears. If your phone's not ringing, chances are it's a problem with your marketing. Landscapers, painters, roofers, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, handymen. Anyone with a residential service business can build a huge and loyal customer base fast with the Magic Yellow Flyer. No more expensive newspaper, yellow pages, or internet pay-per-click ads. The Magic Yellow Flyer will have new customers calling you within 1 week. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. And the Magic Yellow Flyer comes with an outrageous one-year guarantee. You will get new customers or your money back. For details, go to MagicYellowFlyer.com. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness. And put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
How many out there are into the prepaid service deal? In other words, the smartphones. Verizon Wireless is announcing that it's opening up access to smartphones for people who prepay. So if you have poor credit or you just don't want to have a long-term contract, the long-term contracts can be brutal. If for some reason you have to switch companies or you want to switch companies or something happens with the phone or you get furious at AT&T, or one of the other carriers. A lot of people like the prepaid phones. There are jokes about drug dealers and prepaid phones, but I won't go there. So the phones are a little bit more expensive than those offered to people on regular postpaid plans. Verizon charges, for example, a prepaying customer $215 for a BlackBerry Curve, the 8530, if you've ever seen that. And so that'll cost you a little bit more. Then they've got those droids. They've got a big touch screen. You know how much that'll cost you for a prepaid service? $395. So I guess that's where they make it up on the other end. But for the low-end phones, like Sprint and Leap Wireless, and they've been doing that. They're doing that because it's a way to make money. A lot of people, like I said, like the idea of the prepaid phone. So you get 45 $1 worth of minutes, which would be 450 minutes or something like that. And then you can get the texting thing. I mean, look, you know, it's just a big scam no matter what. The phone company is making a bloody fortune off of all of us. Like I said, the worst thing is when you try to switch or something happens to your phone. Have you ever dropped your phone accidentally or somebody ran over it or something happened to it and then you had to replace it and you go in and your contract's still good and then they're trying to upgrade you to whatever crazy thing they're trying to upgrade you to, and if you don't want to do that, it'll cost you XYZ. We live in the world of upsell. I've decided, upsell. No matter what it is, if you're trying to cancel something, if you have bad service and you just need somebody to come out and service whatever it is, like your cable, they're always trying to sell you something or trying to get you to take a survey. And I feel badly for the people in customer service because they're just the schlumpadinkas who have to go through the policy. You know, they're told they have to do it. They're in a call center or wherever, or they'll lose their job. They have to offer the products, and they have to make sure they say to every caller. So I know that. But it's just the worst. We're just overwhelmed with this stuff. You know what I mean? Okay, so we move to this, too. Now, college football is back, so that means scores, right? And just moments after brushing aside Marshall, 45-7, Ohio State players finally say what they've been thinking about for a long time, apparently. There was a lot of reports about this. There's no question that the Buckeyes will have had Miami on their minds in the September 11th showdown against the 13th-ranked Hurricanes, and that makes sense if you pay attention at all to college football. And, you know, here we go. We're rolling with this stuff. Miami did away with Florida A&M, but that's a cupcake game, 45-0. And then the second-ranked Buckeyes put on their show at Ohio Stadium. If you've ever been to one of these big football schools like Miami or Ohio, I went to school at Ohio University, so I went and saw a bunch of state games. There's like 105,000 people there. It's just, it's crazy. It's crazy wild, the atmosphere. I think even bigger than the NFL. You know, we were talking earlier in the show to Mike Young about the Cowboys and a little bit about the NFL because we're doing the nail the score thing, so I thought that'd be fun. It's just crazy, the atmosphere at some of these big, big, big schools. So it'll be the first meeting between Ohio State and Miami, in case you didn't catch the reason why I was alluding to that, since the 2002 national championship game. The Buckeyes won that one in the desert, 31-24. And that's why this showdown is so big to them. All right, let's move on to California and the weather as we cruise through. We can count. This is crazy weather for L.A. At LAX, the temperature was 58 degrees. That ties a record that was set back in 1951, according to the National Weather Service. Oceanside, another pretty cool place in L.A., 66 degrees. That temperature stood since 1914. Needless to say, they've had this cold system blow through, because that is very cold for Los Angeles, especially when you're talking about the end of August, now beginning of September. Apparently the hot weather is coming back, though, in the next day or two. Sad news on the West Nile virus. West Nile virus has killed 14 people in northern Greece, and 42 other people are sick with it. A health agency there is saying that 32 people are still even hospitalized, 8 of them in intensive care. Now, we know this, right? The West Nile virus is usually, not always, but usually transmitted by infected mosquitoes or even blood transfusions. What's really weird, well, it's not weird, but it's the symptoms. The severe symptoms are high fever, and you get that headache, and your neck stiffens, and you're disoriented. You get a go into a coma, tremors. You get paralysis and vision loss. Terrible. 80% of the people infected with the virus show no symptoms, and that's the hard thing. Okay, so you have no symptoms of this. A mosquito gets you, and next thing you know, you're in the hospital with West Nile trying to ward it off and survive, trying to live through it. So what they're doing in northern Greece is they're trying to step up the spraying. And it's interesting. When I was a kid, I remember this, and probably a lot of you can relate to it. Do you remember when they used to do the mosquito spray thing, and you would just smell it? I mean, you'd hear the trucks, and you couldn't see. It was like fog just everywhere. Now they don't do that because of the whole pesticide thing and what it could do to you and the chemicals and all that. But when we were kids, with a heavy spray that they laid down, you never heard things about mosquitoes. You never heard West Nile virus, anything about the West Nile virus. Even if it was around, which it was in the 60s, they only had a few cases of it, though, pretty much in Europe. And then all of a sudden it became a big deal that you'll hear about it sometimes in Florida. You'll hear about it in other places to watch out for mosquitoes, right? Okay, let's move on to this crazy story about comments and a passenger. When will people learn that it's not funny to break out and make crazy comments about I might have a bomb or whatever? In fact, if you go through Las Vegas, they have comedians that are running on this video that they pump out when you're going through and you're getting checked about it's no joke, and they're trying to remind people don't do that. All right, so it was the United Airlines. 9 passengers on a plane at Dulles International Airport had to be taken off due to a comment made by a crew member. This happened late on Sunday. Now more details are emerging from that. The flight was headed from Dulles in the Washington, D.C. area to Tampa, Florida, and all the other passengers continued on the flight after the delay, and they're trying to figure out what was it. I mean, what happened? They took the passengers off of the plane because of a comment that was made, a terrorist-sounding comment. So what I don't understand what people are thinking when they say those crazy things, because you know what? You're going to get flagged. Especially the more we have problems on planes, then you can be sure there's a much better chance that you might be tapped for something. When we start to have more stories in the news about planes and problems, then the red flags are out, and I think everybody's kind of a little bit more on high alert, and they're looking for things even if they're not there, right? And that's what happened on this flight. So all of them were taken off and ultimately rebooked and went through, and it was fine, but not fine that they didn't get there, I guess, when they were supposed to get there. One last one dealing with flying here for We Can Count. You ever see some of those 787s? Now, that is a big mama plane if you've ever seen it. And where do they fly? Well, now some of the routes that Americans are talking about flying the 787s, they're talking about in 2014, New York to London. Boy, that'd probably be a nice ride because that is a sweet flight. You can't hear anything on that flight, honestly. And it's a big, 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 big plane. If you have any big thoughts on the show, send them to me at americatonight.net.